I live in 25 St. Mark's Place. Yeah. There was a drug exchange on my block. That shit's on lock recently.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. I'm Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host, Katie Kavanier. And this is episode 20, I Kiss Tom Selleck, again, with special guest, Aussie Motorez.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Aussie Motorez.
Yay, we're happy Motorez. To have Aussie.
And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
What
you
I do? I am.
How you do it?
I'm a lovely young lady that lives in New York, Brooklyn to be specific. I'm a female comedian. I'm of Iranian-American descent. And I'm tall and kind of good, attractive and pretty funny.
Okay, cool.
That's great. So when you do comedy, you do stand-up. Do you do sketch comedy?
No. God, no.
Why not?
I don't know. That's for white people that wear like Converse sneakers.
I think you're thinking improv.
Oh, those are all the same people. No. They're like clever.
I feel like, I know what you're saying. I feel like sketch is a little tiny, tiny more
sketch
accessible.
Sketch is like given birth to from improv, no?
Yes. Mm. But I feel like you're going to see a more diverse crowd at sketch than at improv. You're going to see a lot of guys from Brooklyn.
Yeah. That have beards and...
So you're like hardcore stand-up. That's your thing.
I wouldn't say that. Hardcore stand-up makes it sound like I'm getting it put in my butt with stand-up. I'm pretty devoted to the selfish, lonely journey of stand-up. I actually started dipping foot in comedy in D.C. at the D.C. Improv, doing improv. Well, D.C.'s, like, very cool. They let locals, like, open minimally, you know, they use the same people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's much more of a nurturing environment than...
I'm sure everywhere else except for New York is.
I don't know. I didn't feel like Los Angeles is like that.
Well,
and Chicago,
L.A.,
maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, D.C. just seems more chilled out for comedy. And there's a lot of good sketch there as well. There's a lot of good political sketch.
Yeah,
it's very
there's
smart.
A lot of very smart comedy in D.C.
Are you planning to go around the U.S. and, like, hit the road and do comedy clubs all over?
I would love to do that if I was with a cool group of people. I feel like if I was stuck in like a Holiday Inn in Tulsa by myself, I'd probably shoot myself in the face.
The Week in Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Now, Jason Bateman is a celebrity that we support.
Yes, we do not love him. We're not sexually attracted to him. We think he's decent and we support decent work. So this week in The Week in Bateman, Jason Bateman and his wife are expecting their second daughter. Okay, fine. So I had to come up with something else.
Okay.
Instead, I have a quote.
Wait. He's more Batemans in the world. This is a good thing.
Decent. It's a decent thing. So we, in the past, we've done some quotes with Jason Bateman, and we found two gay quotes. I found a third gay quote.
All right.
And Jason
the quality
Bateman
of the
says,
quote is gay?
No, he references gay people and or gay culture.
It's kind of awful.
In a weird way that
you're like, we have to question it.
Yeah, who's asking you about gays? No one. So he says, if people are going to complain about stereotyping, it's as likely to be Italian Americans as gay people.
What?
Como se dice? What?
What does it mean? So are Italian Americans and gay people
most likely to complain? The two
or
groups.
Most likely to be stereotyped? What do you think?
I don't know. Those Guidos and queers. I don't know. They say so much. I'm just kidding.
I mean, as of late, I think, yes, Italian Americans are being heavily stereotyped. But everybody's being heavily stereotyped. They've got two hit shows. No one's asking him about how he feels about social mores and stereotypes. This is Jason Bateman.
He's got it on his mind.
It on his mind.
So
I follow his sister on my Tumblr blog, Justine Bateman.
What is she doing?
I think she produces shows and...
She got sucked into
She's got side. A lot of opinions, too. She's pretty smart. She's pretty alt.
Oh,
she's
really?
Very, like, social justice oriented.
Yeah. I like her. Maybe that's why she's not as popular as Jason Bateman. I feel like when people talk about social justice issues, they kind of get marginalized.
And he said once that Jason Bateman said his eyes glaze over when he listens to his sister talk.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's more in that kidding sibling, like
maybe, or maybe if she were talking more about queer issues,
he'd be all into it.
Oh, and for the record, I am sexually attracted to Justin Bateman, and I would definitely marry him. Sexually attracted to Justin and Jason and Justine, if they
melted together.
But Jason Bateman seems like he'd be a good husband. I don't think I'd be able to, like, do anything more than mouth kiss him, but he seems like he'd be a good husband. He would never, like, on your face.
She just made a jerking off on the face motion.
and then also, then her face was, like, all scrunched up.
Yeah.
Like,
as the receptacle for the jerking
Jason,
off.
Jason, what are you doing? I'm trying to read my Jonathan Franzen book. Why are you jerking off on my face? I don't know, because gay people and
Italians.
And Italians.
Do you think he really think he's sexually attractive?
In a like a dad sort of way. You know how like Bath shoes are attractive in because they remind you of like a good wholesome father?
Like the way of the Volvo is a nice car.
One that is like, you know, a good provider.
Yes.
And is like
But
a
then
good
when
trust.
you really need to get things going, you gotta go elsewhere.
No,
perhaps Justine. That's where Justine comes in.
Yeah, she like does you against the wall.
Yeah. And that's the week in Bateman.
All right.
So we're still in our celebrity corner.
Well, I got to interject with Tom Selleck. My friend had met him about 6 months ago on the streets of New York, approached him and said, "Oh my God, you don't even know. I love you. Can I have a kiss?" And he said, "Of course you may."
Stop
and
it.
And he kissed her flat on the lips.
Mustache and all.
Yeah. So I said, "I'm jealous. I love him. I can't believe it." She texted me yesterday and said, Tom Selleck is downtown filming. And
did she run down there and get a second kiss?
She went down, talked to a grip, found out when he was going to be there, got the grip to introduce her again to him, brought up the first story. Like, remember when we kissed 6 months ago?
Are you serious?
He's like, "No, I don't remember." She's like, "Well, can I get another kiss?" He kissed her again on the mouth and then said, "My friend Katie loves you." And he said, "Tell her I love her too." So Tom Selleck loves me. And then she goes, "Let me have one more kiss for Katie." And he said, "Okay."
Who's
and
your
kissed
friend?
Her again. So
we're going to see her on Us Weekly like 6 months from having broken up whatever he's got going on in his
with
life.
Jilly Mack, his wife of like 20 something years.
He's going around kissing everybody.
He's kissing everybody. And you know what? But the thing
is, Hoka doesn't have lip herpes.
Not
but
yet.
She's got a kiss waiting for me. But I don't want to get it from her. How do I extract the Tom Selleck kiss off her?
You should go down to that set. Talk to that grip. Apparently he's loose.
Yeah.
And he's just letting anybody on the set kiss the grip. Star.
Like, if he were on my set, if I were the star, and he's like, hey, he'll kiss
crazy?
Anybody.
Is she making this up? Is there any possibility that she's making
this up? No. This is how she does it. This is the
how
way.
She do.
Yeah. This
I want to go around asking, like, attractive people for a kiss.
Do it. Yeah.
What if they actually do it, though?
Then you'll have to kiss them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And you can have a story. Then you can ask for a second for somebody else. And
yeah,
then tell
for
them
later
about.
On. You could be like, look, I got 4 or 5 friends. Can you just... And then you could get done in the butt, as you say. Because you've got friends who might want that as well. All right. Okay. So... Now that we're still in our celebrity corner.
Okay, now we have our segment called Discount Celebrity. This is when we have the A-list celebrity. But if you can't afford such a person, we have their discount that you can get at a cheaper price.
Sometimes we have a D-list celebrity, and we give them the F-list variety, as we did with Tom Green.
Yeah.
And
Who's
Jamie Kennedy. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, you have to listen. So let's see. I know this week you got some killers.
This week we have Jason Biggs. And his discount, who is Josh Radnor.
Who I don't know who is.
He's on How I Met Your
Mother. Oh, that's right. We went over this. I just tried to block it out because that show was hell.
Jason Biggs is the guy that stuck his peen in the pie.
In the pie.
Yeah, in American Pie. And have you seen How I Met Your Mother? Me either.
Yeah. One of my friends is obsessed with that
show.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but he's on the show. And so Josh Radnor plays that kind of like that sappy... I just am in love with love and got to find a way to get it and get married. You know, that kind of guy?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, he's, like, dark-haired. Yeah.
they're both dark-haired.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Biggs is 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
And he is from New Jersey.
All right. No surprise there.
You know, he got his breakthrough role in American Pie, where he had to try to find a way to have sex because somebody else, like a loser, was having sex in the movie. And so he and his friends needed to have sex.
Then he did a series of those movies, is that right?
Yeah, it was like American Pie 76.
Yeah, he got married, he had grandkids.
Still sticking his peen in pies.
Yeah, he worked in The Gap at Garden State Plaza.
Okay.
Working at The Gap is awful.
Yeah. And it says, and one of his quotes is, "Everywhere you turn, you can see me in a movie, and I'm sorry." At this point, people must be saying, "God, Biggs again? Can't we get away from this guy?"
No, probably not. I have never seen any of his movies.
I don't think anybody has thought about him that deeply.
No, not at all. I don't think
he definitely thinks it's a problem. So he's
going to be the A-list. And his discount is Josh Radnor, who was born in 1974. He's 6 foot, which is 1.83 meters.
Wow. I didn't realize he was that tall or that old.
Right. I didn't know either. He looks shorter because he slumps over.
Yeah. That's his whole thing, though, is being slumpy.
Yeah.
Now, is he the one who's trying to meet the mother?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's so romantic, right?
It's still going on.
It's going on forever.
15, and where's the freaking mother?
And the poor kids, in the beginning of the show, he's talking to his children, trying to tell the story, and it's been going on for years.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care anymore. I think he actually met their aunt first.
Yeah.
I was like, now I'm done here.
He's like, that's your aunt.
Yeah, and that's how I met your aunt. Her. You don't want to hear how your father was stooping your aunt. Do you want to hear that?
No.
No, I don't even have an aunt.
I don't even want to think about my dad or anybody in my family stripping, period.
Exactly. You don't want to hear a long-winded story about it at the beginning of a show every week?
Oh, my God. He makes them sit on the couch, too. It's not like they have to give their full attention. It's not like they could be doing something else, like
multitasking. Do they pan to the kids? Is it like Clockwork Orange?
Oh, it's just right on the kids, like, and they're just staring.
They don't care.
If they did a show on how my dad met my mom, it would be like, I saw your mother in the bazaar, and I followed her around, and I asked your grandmother to arrange a meeting, and then I threatened to throw battery acid in her face until she accepted. The end.
You know what? At least
she accepted, so she did my will.
At least it's short and to the point. I'd watch that show.
I gave your grandmother 40 gold coins for your mother's hand in marriage.
La, 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 la.
And then he would probably take out a sword or something.
I am clearly, I'm not well acquainted with stereotypes of your culture.
Middle Eastern people?
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Okay, good. Have you ever seen Aladdin?
Oh my God. I worked in an indoor playground that played that nonstop. It was the most racist, awful thing. If you watch a Disney movie more than once, it just looks like Klan.
Oh my God. Like
someone gave the Klan some crayons and they made a little flipbook. That movie is awful.
Yeah, what is it? Well, there's another movie, a Disney movie, that they put in the vault that won't come out again because it's just so racist.
Is it Dumbo? Because that one's pretty racist.
I just forget what
there's
it was.
Probably something about like blackface.
Some crows. Yeah, this is Dumbo. There's some blackface crows that are like, ah, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching it as a child.
And they drive talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember watching it as a child and thinking, well, I think this is wrong. And I'm like 4. This might be wrong. It's terrible. I think that's one of the ones.
Yeah.
There's also some where I think they actually are just straight up racist.
You can always tell, like, what they're like, oh, that's supposed to be the black character.
Yeah.
Like the donkey in Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ah, well, so hat.
But it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
Eddie
know.
Murphy. Can you repeat
like,
that, please?
I want to so hat.
Eddie Murphy he's in a movie right now with Ben Stiller, and he's still doing that. He's still doing the donkey from Shrek.
Oh, my God.
And he just got out of jail. In the movie, his character has just gotten out of jail. I'm like, really, Eddie Murphy?
That's what I thought, oh, my God, Eddie Murphy's in jail?
No.
All right.
He should be.
Great.
Due to his performance. Well, who else
do you
got?
Know that Josh Radnor was in The Graduate on Broadway with Kathleen Turner and Alicia Silverstone?
Ooh,
that sounds
very interesting. I know, right? I think from
Alicia
what I've read here
Vegan
that...
Silverstone?
Oh, right. And she gardens nude.
Ugh.
To get vitamin D, by
Isn't
the way.
She Reese Witherspoon?
That's a good bootleg version of someone.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he fancies himself like an actor man.
Oh, really?
But he's allergic to dogs. That's another fact.
Well, then we know what to do when we see him.
So anyway, so I'm saying now that Josh Radnor is the discount for Jason Biggs.
Okay. I'll go along with that. Well, what's the percentage?
It's like 50%, I think.
I'm making a movie. I have $50 million to spend on a star. I can't get Jason Biggs. $25 million?
No, he's not going to get that much.
He's going to get four million.
No, he's half the price.
Half the price. Jason Biggs would be
eight. That's harsh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And he'd get four.
Yeah.
And then that's even inflated. That's just for the
purposes of figuring this one out. Have you seen any movies with Jason Biggs?
Jason Biggs? All the American Pie movies?
You saw those?
Yeah.
Did you see those?
I saw the first one. I kind of got the idea. I didn't need to see the second one.
What happens by the end?
People fall in love and have sex.
Okay.
That's it.
Is Pie...
Pie is deflowered.
It's deflowered.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It took him all those movies to get deflowered?
American Pie 1, he sleeps with a pie.
Yeah.
American Pie 2, does he up the ante? Does he sleep with a woman?
or a like, loaf of bread.
Or a loaf of bread.
Or something.
Some mincemeat, what?
It gets fancy. He starts banging French macarons.
But you know what? His wife, Jason Biggs' wife in mm-hmm. that movie is on How I Met Your Mother.
Ew. Yeah. That's not enough degrees of separation for me.
There is something. So they shared her. I can't remember her name. She's the redhead.
Oh, yeah, one.
The band camp?
Yeah, the band camp girl. The one time in band camp girl.
She's the plain girl on How I Met Your Mother.
Allison Hannigan.
The designated plain
white
woman.
So she goes back and forth between the two.
Ew. Well.
That's the connection.
Literally, they cufflink her.
Yep.
Ew.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I have a really dirty mind, I'm starting to notice.
Everything
you
guys
say, I'm like,
we're
not,
a filthy lady.
We're not that clean in here.
No, we're not at all.
So, and that was our celebrity corner. I like that one. That one was good. That was good. All right, so I have a piece of news here. And it just so happens that our guest says that she is from a Muslim background.
I am. My dad's Muslim.
Okay. We'll take it. So this was in the New York Post today. Ramadan headscarf brawl erupts at Playland.
What?
Eid Shoa Mubarak. That means Happy New Year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. What she said.
Yeah, absolutely.
to the four Muslims who are listening to us. So it says here, a group of Muslims furious over a headscarf ban at Rye Playland got into a brawl with security yesterday that resulted in 15 arrests. Westchester officials who run the amusement park blame the Queens tour operator who organized the outing celebrating the end of Ramadan. Just to go to Rye Playland is not that cool, by the way.
No,
that's
not
a crappy
all.
Way to, like, Ramadan's a
that's
pretty
like,
big deal.
Why would you go to Rye Playland?
I don't know.
Why don't you go to Great Adventure?
You know what? Ramadan needs
why don't you
more.
Go to a sandwich because you haven't eaten
exactly.
A month.
You should be going to a buffet. What?
Heck yeah, I'd be going to the Ponderosa.
So check this out. 3,000 members of the Muslim American Society of New York show up to Rye Playland. And then they find out that it's not that they couldn't get into Rye Playland, but that on some of the rides, you cannot wear any headgear whatsoever.
Well, that's it makes sense. It's dangerous.
No
that's
scarves.
That's in general for
yes, no
most
scarves.
Rides.
These Muslims weren't having it. And so apparently a fight erupted between the guards and the Muslims. The park said that we're not discriminating. A baseball cap is headgear, and they're blaming the guy who organized it because he should have told them that some of the rides you couldn't wear headscarves on.
Yeah, but we don't know what kind of epithets they screamed.
Oh,
at
I'm
them.
Sure it was awful.
Oh,
however,
I'm sure. Yeah.
However,
not a very
what I have to say
liberal
is
liberal area.
Don't go to Playland.
Yeah, like
on. You know,
Sizzlers. Hello, you could have gotten like two dinners or go to Red Lobster for some cheddar biscuits. Who wants to go ride a ride?
I'm imagining. I'm impressed though because this is 3,000 Muslims. If 3,000 Black people showed up at Playland,
3,000. Oh, I didn't.
3,000. Oh, my God.
3,000 Muslims just, Ramadan's over. We're going to Playland.
The power of text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a flash mob?
Yeah.
Do they all start dancing?
I just, you know what?
Don't, improv scene.
Don't go to Playland. That's all I'm saying. Playland is corny.
It's terrible. Again, Great Adventure. Even Coney Island. Go there and just, you know, get some old school rides.
I mean, you still probably wouldn't be able to wear the headscarf on all the rides, but it is really really, really, really dangerous.
It is. And you know what's even bad? Wearing stud earrings. The posts can dig into the side of your neck, too.
Yeah, on those rides.
And, yeah. You
have you been to
that.
An amusement park?
I like amusement parks.
I find them. I mean, I like them, too, but I hear what you're saying. They're pretty dangerous. For me, these ladies that I'm sitting here with, they are of a normal height. I'm 5 feet tall. I get the shit beat out of me
on
every
you
ride.
Must.
I am where your shoulders are, my head is down there at the bottom.
Oh, my God. You must be this tall
to ride.
I'm barely tall enough to get on the ride. So,
where your Skechers with, like, the extra 2-3 inches.
So, Ramadan headscarf brawled. I just like the post headline. Erupts at Playland.
Erupts like a volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Another jerk off.
I'm just amazed that they were able to organize 3,000 people to go anywhere. That's a lot of people. I can't imagine 3,000 Black people on buses doing anything unless it's a march.
Yeah, 3,000. That's a lot.
That's
of
a
people
lot of people. 3,000 people to go at once. I hope they got a discount.
Were there a lot of kids?
I hope there were a lot of kids. I mean, Rye Playland is not that awesome.
I should have. No.
If I were the people at Six Flags, I would be sending a note to be like, Muslims welcome.
Right.
Muslims have price.
Sure. Yeah. Like, wear the headscarf.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Don't go to Playland. It's over. So tell us about when you were featured in a single section in Time Out magazine.
I was featured as a sexy bachelorette. Well, I don't know if sexy, I guess it's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, but I was a eligible bachelorette in New York City. And I was, you know, it was like a social experiment. Let's see, like, maybe I meet the man of my dreams.
Yeah. I have two other friends who have been in the similar section, and, like, nothing happened.
They give you your own mailbox. I guess I lucked out, if you consider it lucky, but I was kind of, they had, like, a bigger picture of me in the thing.
So people could see what was going on.
Yeah. And I kind of did I did this sort of look at my butt.
I did that
stripper like pose of like, you know, you turn your back, but you like look over and you're like, there's my butt. So there's a picture of me. I had my mailbox filled up, but it was mostly prisoners and redheads.
Redheads are their own prisoners.
You should have said no prisoners or redheads at the bottom. I'd let that.
Why are prisoners getting Time Out reading a weekly magazine?
Because they're allowed to get mail.
I know. That's how.
And what were they saying
to you? I'm asking why.
Why?
Like, why would you do that to yourself?
But what were the prisoners saying to you?
The thing is, you have to click yes, like I accept responsibilities for this correspondence. So anything that happens to me, I abdicate the Department of Justice in New York. And I was like, I'm not trying to get skinned alive by some.
Oh, those guys aren't getting out.
What if it's a guy that is getting out?
He's like, I'm getting out next week.
Yeah.
About the redheads? What about them?
Send pictures of Thundercats. Instead of themselves, because you have to send a photo, right? Because I'm not.
Why would they send a Thundercat? Because they really relate.
I think they really can feel like that's an accurate representation of their.
I find
red-headed
the whole thing
badassness.
Weird because for me, having red hair, and I don't have red hair, but they make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to pawn off their recessive genes onto me.
Do you want those, though?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I have severely dominant genes. Like, my ears are not attached and curly hair and dark hair, dark eyes.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to mix it up a little bit?
Probably.
I just don't think it's a legitimate group of people.
Redheads are not legitimate?
It's not a group.
Listen,
you can't really know
until you've seen Fire Engine Red crotch hair.
Are you talking about Eric Stoltz?
No. But I've seen them, and it's a very intense experience.
Really?
You're like, what the bleep is that? What's happening? Why is that happening?
I think maybe they should get it out right away, then. And if you can deal with it. I just don't... I've had friends who have red hair, and it's just... It's not a lot.
It's just a little tuft.
What?
It's a small amount of pubic hair.
It's a small little tuft right over the peen base. And so you're like, red hair on top, possibly a red beard, probably a red beard if I met them in Brooklyn, let's just say, hypothetically. And then you go down, you're like, oh, okay, transparent nopples. And then you go all the way down, you're like, what in the?
Transparent? Were they like raised in a cave?
They should try to get with other redheads.
I think they're like opposites.
Well, nobody seems to like them, apparently.
Well, there's always Brown Betty for those.
I mean, Irish people, and there's really attractive redheaded women, but there's something, I don't know.
Maybe I didn't realize there was so much discrimination against them, obviously.
They haven't.
You've heard it here. The next segment we have here is advice on advice.
Yes. Advice on advice. This is when we find a piece of advice. We have to give advice on it because, frankly, it stinks and it's unqualified.
Yeah, it sucks. So we have to improve upon it. So for today's advice on advice, we have how to complain to a customer service and when.
Hey.
Right away, you know this is not going to happen. So how does one go about making a complaint that will bear fruit?
Who uses the term bear fruit?
Forbes woman. my favorite. Bear Forbes
fruit.
Woman.
There's Catholic
under
10.
That's vague, though. What does that even mean? Bear
we're,
what
you
kind
know
of
what?
Fruit?
I guess we're about to find out.
Oh, yes.
Before you pick up the phone, think through what outcome will make you happy. A refund? A replacement? An apology? First of all, I don't give a shit about apology. I want something done. An upgrade? Yes. Get your facts straight. Gather product and order numbers and the like. When you do call, don't shoot yourself in the foot by venting. This guy suggests using what he calls a complaint sandwich.
What?
Interspersing a protest between two compliments, but a cordial and confident tone. If you're not getting anywhere with the phone rep, escalate. Ask to talk to a supervisor.
Move up to a hoagie.
Yeah.
I like a combo.
If you're media savvy, try to stir up some conversation using Twitter or Facebook. If you find yourself in the line at the airport with 100 other people trying to rebook a canceled flight, tweet a plea to the airline.
What?
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, knowing what you want and approaching the company with an attitude of negotiation rather than confrontation offers the best chance of reaching a favorable resolution. If you feel the need to kick something, take it out on a soccer ball.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. Oh, this advice is terrible. First off, bear fruit. I can't get over that.
I always see her like ovaries over my head.
Yeah, they're like, oh, just try to be nice at first and use the sandwich.
The complaint sandwich. So the complaint sandwich is like, thank you so much for getting to the phone so quickly. Your service is terrible. I know that you're the kind of person that can resolve this. That's a complaint sandwich.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah.
I saw that on like some sitcom.
A complaint sandwich.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a new thing that they're trying to spread around.
Like planking?
Yeah. An owling. Yeah.
What do you think about this advice?
I think it's actually, I agree with the part about being nice.
Yeah.
Not fake nice, but I think it's important to treat the other, whoever picks up, like a human being.
As if they're and a to human not, being.
As if they are. Yes.
Because they're like a voice on the phone. It's, yes. Be nice to them and be clear.
Kind of like the hardcore bring down the hammer right off the bat approach.
I ask for the supervisor right away.
I have found that if you're nice and you're calm and rational even about it.
And even rational. Kiss to sue. Wow.
It gets you nowhere. You have to come off, you have to come in hot.
Miffed.
The end.
So you're like, go hard or go home.
Yeah.
Come in hot.
Yeah. Come in hot. You know, just lay down the law and just, and then have them pass you right over to the manager.
Yeah.
Don't even ask. They just will.
Yeah. I like to talk to the manager right away because I feel like that person who's on the phone is just like the first line of not getting anything done. Like that person is there hoping that you'll just go away, that you'll get frustrated and leave.
Do you always want something extra when you complain? I do.
I do.
I want something.
My husband is like that. I'm always afraid because they weren't able to give me the first thing that they might not also be able to do. To give the second thing as well. I usually would like, an upgrade. I want an upgrade. I try to get some sometimes when I have nothing's gone wrong.
I always want something.
They just come in hot and be like, I need to sit in first class. What the fuck?
I like free samples.
Free samples?
Yeah. I love free samples or some coupons. Yes.
Yeah. Have an extra coupon. Yeah.
So our advice for this advice is that it sucks. You need to come in hot.
Yeah.
Ask for an upgrade and free samples.
Yes, absolutely. And demand. You just have to do it really fast.
Oh, okay. Hey, You Didn't Know It.
Hey, You Didn't Know It. Okay.
So this is one of our newer segments, Hey, You Didn't Know It, where we talk about the oblivious living amongst us. Today's piece of oblivious news comes from, of course, the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
We all know that Greece is broke as a joke.
And oh, my God.
They keep asking for money.
What is it? It was like some kind of welfare state. Yeah. Nobody worked. Where
no one worked. And if they
from?
Did
nobody
work,
knows.
They worked for the government. So basically, they're asking for more money. But Finland is saying that they will only give them money if there's some collateral involved.
Collateral?
Yes.
Like they get to, like collateral damage, they get to kill?
They would like to know, and let me see if this is crazy or not. They want to be sure that in the event that Greece is not able to pay them back, which they won't be able to, that they will get some of their money back. Greece is upset by this. To which I'm saying, hey, you didn't know that somebody would ask for collateral? I'm giving you a loan.
It's a loan.
It's a loan.
You gotta put something.
You gotta pony up some of that feta cheese
something.
You got.
Yeah, right? Give me a Greek island, some statues or something.
Oh, statues. That's what I would
some
ask
kind
for.
Of columns. Are you kidding? You didn't know this was going to happen. You had no
what
idea.
What is Greece going to
put them all around Staten Island?
You think?
You know what? Find something, or you don't get a loan. Can you just go to a bank?
It's got
to
be a secure loan. Otherwise,
watches. You know, some jewelry.
Jewelry.
The Greek like to wear gold chains too, yeah. Right?
Gold
Give
chains.
Them whole countries with a gold chain.
How about a couple of islands?
Couple that would
of small
be nice.
Islands.
Not the ones that
I really
flood.
Like tzatziki sauce. That's
yeah, good. I love that.
A whole big package they should put together. An island with tzatziki sauce,
yep.
gold chains, statues.
What else do they have? Democracy. They can get that together. They can put
grape
that back
leaves.
On the blog. Grape leaves.
Make
They've
up
got
a,
lots of stuff.
Make up a few new
I'm
words.
I'm now.
I just think that it's a little naive for anyone to think that you're going to get a loan without collateral nowadays.
Yeah.
So to Greece, I say, hey, you didn't know it. You didn't know it. You didn't know. And I applaud Finland.
Yes.
For calling their Greek bluff.
No kidding. You and your herring. Finland, way to go.
Yes. The true Finn party has done it again.
Reasonable.
It is reasonable. Would you lend someone money? I always like to say, I would love to lend you money, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable knowing that you have no way of paying me back. And I don't want to do that to the both of us.
Can you imagine if you went to the bank, you went to like Chase or Citibank, and they're like, we want some, you know, something put down.
Some assurance.
And you're like, excuse me?
No, just give me the money. Hello, right. You're a bank. Give me the loan. Yeah.
I'm attractive. I have a unibrow that I waxed a few years ago, and I make really good Greek salad.
Right.
Where's
gold
my
chains.
Loan?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give them to you. So that is my hey, you didn't. This is really just shocking to me that they're upset about it.
It's appalling, actually. It's nervy.
Yeah.
I like that word. Nervy.
It is very nervy. And I say boo to you.
Greece. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down and thumbs up to Finland.
Yes. The Finland's our favorite now.
Yes.
They're Finnish.
Yeah. That I don't know what that means, but there's no like, what do you think of Finland? What do you think of? It's like Maryland. Nothing.
Yeah.
Hockey players. Because I went to school up north, and there was a lot of Finnish hockey players.
Here in the United States.
Yeah.
In Finland, not so much.
Hockey players?
Yeah. They don't have a huge hockey thing going on
Didn't
there.
You go to Finland?
No, we went to Iceland.
Oh.
Which is a beautiful place. Clean.
They don't have hockey in Finland?
You're
changing
my life right
now. I'm
not saying they don't
have
hockey, but I'm saying, because we have a lot of Finnish friends, and they live in the north of the United States. They play hockey, but it's not necessarily because they're Finnish. I played ice hockey when I was growing up because there's ice hockey in Maryland. But that does not mean that black people or Africans
from
the west of Africa, let's be clear, do anything with ice hockey.
No.
So I'd like to thank our guest today for coming out and spending time with Hey, You Know It. You're our second guest ever.
Thank you so much for having me. It's super fun.
It was totally fun. Do you? Yeah. How can people contact you? How can they find
you
on the
have...
web?
A blog called it's http://aussieasie.tumblr.com. It's a Tumblr account. It's Diet Iced Me. That's my personal blog. It also has my show dates and you can find my Twitter. It's awesome Aussie at awesome Aussie Twitter handle. And I'm probably on the Facebook.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Yeah, check her out. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, we always love your emails. Please send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you very much.
stars are shining. Lips are